Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are here and our sister Gladys has come forth and we'll let her lead us this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Sister Gladys facilitating this morning for January the 20th, I think it is, 2023. And I just want to appreciate everyone that's here on this line this morning. And for those that come, for some reason, they're not here, we're going to say thank you to them, and I appreciate them also. So, first off this morning, I just want to just thank everybody for this hour power of prayer, being here together in unity, the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. And I just want to say, you know, we're going to come together this morning to start off with prayer before we start anything or, you know, ask for anything, petition God for anything this morning. So we're going to come together and give thanks to God for who he is and how he is been to us. So, Father God, this morning, we thank you right now, God, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. Hallelujah right now, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We appreciate you for all that you are and all that you're doing and all that you're about to do this morning. So, Lord, we give you thanks right now, God. Hallelujah for being our Alpha and our Omega, for being our shepherd. Lord, we just thank you right now, God, and we appreciate you for being, you know, our strong tower, our deliverer, our healer.
Thank
you, Father God, this morning, right
now,
in the name of Jesus, for miracles, signs, and wonders, because, Lord, we are alive this morning. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, Lord God, and we give you all the glory and the honor and the praise.
Thank you, Lord God. We give you all the glory. We give you the highest praise this morning, Lord God.
The things that you are about to do this morning, Lord God. We appreciate you right now, God. We thank you for grace and new mercy this morning, God. And how you just woke us up right now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for
in our
right mind this morning, right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
And Lord, we honor you.
Thank you.
We praise you. We give you the victory.
We give you the first
hallelujah in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you right now, God,
thank
for
you,
us being trees of righteousness.
Thank you for loving
right
us,
now, Father God. We thank you right now,
thank
God,
you,
for being our
thank
Alpha
you.
And
care
our
for
Omega. Right
thank
now,
you.
God, we thank
you
right now, God, for being our and our shield right now, God. We thank you for grace and new mercy this morning. Hallelujah. This day is like no other day. Hallelujah. This Tuesday morning. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, it's different from any other day, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We honor you. And Lord, we come before you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm bending knee asking you for forgiveness right now, God. Forgive us, O Lord. Hallelujah. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Shout out our transgressions. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Renew right spirits within us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, if we have did any wrong or thought anything wrong of anybody right now, Lord, or either said anything out of our mouth wrong this morning, Lord, we ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Renew right spirits within us.
Unity
in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for the blood of Jesus right now, God. Hallelujah. That cleanses right now, God. Hallelujah. That analyzes, direct, correct, protects, oh, hallelujah, everything that's not like him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now, God. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in us, Father. In the name of Jesus, on earth as it is in heaven. Because our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily
right
bread
now.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, because the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He makes us lie down in green pasture.
Yes,
he leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leads us through the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Hallelujah.
He
Jesus. Don't
walk in the valley of the shadow
thank
of death. We shall
Lord God,
fear
we
no
begin
evil.
We magnify
you,
Lord.
Thy rod,
thank
thy staff,
thank you, Lord.
Thou
thank
prepares
you,
the table before us in the presence
the
of
Lord
our enemies. Hallelujah. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever in the miraculous mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you this morning, and we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for being our defense. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus for being our healer and our deliverer for your right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Open our minds right now, God, to receive, hallelujah, your words of encouragement, Father, this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Creating a clean heart, a clean hand. So our prayers will not be hindered from coming forth to you this morning right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we honor you this morning right now, God. Hallelujah. Open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and boldness right now, God, coming from our mouth to speak the message of the gospel of Christ Jesus to say right now, God. Thank you for this blood. Right now, in the name of Jesus, because we believe that he is your son. Hallelujah, that he has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, over our lives this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ. We thank you right now, God, that Lord, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit shall lift up a standard against everything that comes against your church, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for being the great I am that I am, for being everything to us, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you are King.
Glory to
you, everything to us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you this morning for your Holy Spirit. And we thank you right now, God. We invite him to come into our house, our home, Father, this morning. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit that resides within us right now, God. The power to turn up our servants and servants and over all the power of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Lord. We honor you and praise you right now, God, this morning for being God. All alone, Father, for being a jealous God, Father, and we shall have no other before you, put no others before you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We honor you and we thank you right now, God, for our past, our present, and our future, Father, in the name of Jesus, our future endeavors, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you this morning right now, God. And we thank you, we honor you, we praise you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah. Get that gun of teachable spirits right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And open up our hearts and our minds to you, God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus this morning right now, Father God, we honor you, we praise you right now, God. Thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of God. for being a merciful
yes,
God,
thank
for
you,
being
Lord.
Our defense, for
Jesus.
Being our healer, for being our deliverer, for being our strong tower,
yes.
for being our salvation, for being
yes.
our light in our salvation. Of whom shall we fear? For being hallelujah, everything for us this morning, Father, and even so much, much more than we can ever, even
yes.
ever think about. Hallelujah. Or say in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for knowing that you can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that's our friend, Father, in the name of Jesus, that sticks closer than a brother, a mother, a sister, a father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for him. We thank you for the Holy Spirit right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that will lead and guide us into all truth, guide us by the skillfulness of his hands, that he will order our steps this morning in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we appreciate you this morning right now, Father, for everything that you are to us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, pray, amen. So this morning, and once again, I said good morning, everyone, for the ones that just came on that we don't know about and stuff like that. So we want everyone to unmute your lines this morning and let us know who that's here on the line. But before we do that, I want to make sure that everybody know that we're going to honor this our power of prayer ministry by muting our phones when we are not speaking, because the background noise it interferes and interrupts somebody else and people that are on the line, coming on the line and on the line, from hearing, hallelujah, what we're hearing, what is being spoken this morning. So if we can please be respectful and mute our phones when we're not talking, so as it what doesn't interrupt us. And this morning, so everyone that's on the line, please, the one that's going to be talking, unmute your line to say who's here on the line this morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be.
Good morning, Pastor Horsley.
Good morning, this is Sister Yvonne.
Good morning, Sister Yvonne.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary.
Good morning, Sister Mary.
Good morning, this is Sister Linda.
Good morning, Sister Linda. Very strong voice this morning. Very
Thank
strong
you.
Voice.
Thank
yes.
you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Sister Chris. How are you?
Listening as we
meant. Good morning, Sister Galactica. Thank you for being here. Is there anyone else?
Good morning, Sister yes. Lucinda.
Good morning, Sister Lucinda. How are you?
Good morning. I love all of you so much.
Thank you for being here this morning. Is there anyone else?
Good morning,
yes, praise the Lord, everyone. This is Wonderland, Wonderland. God bless you all.
Good morning, Sister Wonderland. We don't want to overlook anybody. Is there anyone else?
Yeah, Darlene D is here. Good morning, everybody. Good to hear your voices.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Bundage. Okay. If there's no one, go ahead.
Good morning. This is Teresa.
Good morning, Sister Teresa. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Good morning.
That's good. So I just want to appreciate everybody that came this morning. When we're praying, when we begin to start praying, because I want to get a few other people on the line. that want to pray some short prayers this morning before I get to the words of encouragement this morning. Sister Chris, can you pray this morning?
Yes, I can.
And Sister Mary, could you pray this morning?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sister Chris, you go ahead.
We give you all the glory this morning, Jesus. We praise your holy name, Lord God. We magnify you and just lift you up this morning, Jesus. We just give you all the praise and glory, Lord God. We just thank you for salvation, Lord God. Lord God, we just give you the praise this morning for just saving our family members, Lord God. Lord God, you've done so much for us, Lord God. We just give you all the praise this morning, Lord God, because we're blessed when we come, Lord God. We're blessed when we go, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for placing us on solid ground this morning, Lord God. Lord God, giving us everything we need, Lord God. The renewed anointing, Lord God. Grace and favor, Lord God. Lord God, to carry us through this day today, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for protection, Lord God, that you're protecting us, Lord God. Lord God, that you're doing stuff for us, Lord God, and not to us, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for making us the lender and not the borrower today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your renewed anointing and your supernatural supply for our family, Lord God. We thank you that we have more than enough, Jesus, Lord God, that we have overflow, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray today, Lord God, that you will anoint us for this day, Lord God. Lord God, anoint the works of our hands, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that everything that we do, Lord God, be blessed, Lord God. Everywhere we go, be blessed, Lord God. Everybody we talk to, Lord God, will receive, Lord God, just the glory of Jesus Christ that's on us, Jesus, Lord God. So we just thank you today, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that may be going through depression, Lord God, or those, Lord God, that's just going through mourning, Lord God, of a family member, Jesus, Lord God. We pray for their strength today, Lord God. Anybody that's dealing with any type of sickness today, Lord God, whether it be high blood pressure, cancer, Lord God, just anything, Lord God, we're praying for their healing today, Lord God, because we know you are a healer, Lord God. We know you're a redeemer, a way maker, Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, today, Lord God, that you have given us this day our daily bread, Lord God, and we just worship you and we just thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Chris, Sister Mary.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, we're so grateful and thankful this day, Lord Jesus. We say hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord God. We welcome you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. This early morning, the first thing in our lives, oh God. God, we honor you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for meeting us here, Lord God, this morning, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, just for waiting on us to come in, Lord God, on this prayer line, on one accord, Lord God, in the power of agreement, Lord God. And God, to give you glory and to be grateful, Lord God, for a wonderful, wonderful night that you had given us, oh Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, that we've never seen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But you allowed us, oh Lord God, to see another day, Lord God. So, God, for that, we are so grateful, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, as we set forth this day, Lord God, prepare, knowing, Lord God, that you are preparing the way for us, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we awaken this morning, Lord God, with you on our minds, oh Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that we cannot do anything without you, without your glory, without your grace, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So as we go forth, oh Lord God, in this day, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the power of agreement, Lord God, even on this line as we intercede for on behalf of others, oh Lord God, and even for ourselves. ourselves and, Lord God, for our families, oh, Lord God, for those that we love, our community, Lord God, even our nations, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we thank you, God, that we can just come forth to you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, and just share our thoughts, share our heart, Lord God, pour out our spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're just so glad, Lord God, that when we whisper our silent prayers, oh, Lord God, that you hear us, oh, Lord God, that your presence is with us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So for that, Lord God, we just give you glory. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your divine favor on our lives today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for your divine protection over our lives today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that we can just call on you, Lord God, when there's an ache, oh, Lord God. There's a pain, Lord God. When there's anything, Lord God, that we're not sure, Lord God, that is going on that caused us to be a little frustrated, Lord God, we can say, Jesus, help us, oh, Lord God. And, God, we know, Lord God, that you hear us, oh, Lord God. It doesn't take many, many words, oh, Lord God. It's all it takes is, oh, Lord God, to know that you, Lord God, is our shepherd, oh, Lord God. We thank you. You are the great King, Lord God, the great and mighty one, Lord God. So, God, we give you glory. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord Jesus, this morning, this day, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for just giving us your word, Lord God, giving us that one word, Lord God, as we just open up our Bibles, Lord God. You speak to us, oh, Lord God. So, God, we're just so grateful, Lord God, that we have an upper hand, Lord God, upper hand of guarantee, Lord God, to know, Lord God, that you are the will, our will and the way, Lord God. You are the truth, oh, Lord God. You are the life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for operating in our lives, oh, Lord, leading and guiding us on the path that we should go, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being giving us the wisdom, oh, Lord God, whether to go left or to go right, Lord God. We can seek your spirit and say, Holy Spirit, lead us in this direction. Lead us in this to do that, not to do this or that, Father God. So, God, we're so grateful, Lord Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We thank you for every voice, oh, Lord God, that was spoken this morning, Lord God, and those that were silent, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We are thankful, Lord God, that we are one family of God that comes together, Lord God, every morning, Lord God, with you on our minds or our hearts, oh, Lord God, to give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, to uplift your name, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for this family, Lord God. It's called a circle of friends, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us so many friends, oh, God, those that we see sometimes and those that we don't see, but we hear their voices, oh, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We don't liken to give you glory and to thank you, Lord God. God, we just thank you this morning, oh, Lord God, for blessing us, oh, Lord God. God, you're blessing us, oh, God, just as you said you would, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us on every era, oh, Lord God, of our lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, keeping us warm, oh, Lord God, last night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you bless us, oh, Lord God, giving us a roof over our head, Father God. You blessed us, oh, Lord God. God, you blessed us, oh, Lord God, that we didn't hear any bad news this morning, but you kept our families, oh, Lord God. You kept us, oh, Lord God, in a perfect peace, oh, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for blessing us, oh Lord God. Blessing us this day, Lord God. Blessing us as we go forth, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You're giving us our weapons, oh Lord God, of warfare, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The weapons of this calling out your name, Lord God. God, take me here, Lord God. Take me there, Lord God. Lord, let it be a blessing. Let me be a blessing, oh, Lord God, to someone this day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for covering us, oh, God, with the blood of Jesus this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us assigned angels, oh, Lord God, that we can call on your protection, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we set foot out of our doors, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, protect us, oh, Lord God, on the highways, oh, God, and on the byways, the waterways, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, the airways. God, keep us, oh, God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, as we go forth, Father God, about our daily business, oh, Lord God, being that light that shines. Oh, Lord God, in us, oh, Lord God, and through us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, because we carry you, Lord God. We carry the great I am in our hearts, oh, Lord God, those that we are meeting, Lord God, those that when we have a kind word on our minds, oh, Lord God, being kind to one another, Lord God, being that light, Lord Jesus, that you have given us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're thankful, Father, for your goodness, God, for who you are in our lives, oh God, even before we ask of anything of ourselves, oh Lord God, we just give you glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are mindful, Lord God, of how good you are, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, this morning, Lord God. Thank you for being our helper, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You say you're a helper in the time of need, Lord God. You said that we can call on you, Lord God, and you hear us and you answer us, oh, Lord God. So, God, we are so grateful. Thank you for being our Father this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for us being on one accord this morning. God, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all that you're doing, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us, oh, Lord God, abundantly today, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that all things, oh, Lord God, are made new, Lord God. Just as you said, new day is coming, Lord God, which we've never seen, Father God, this day, this Tuesday, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. And you bless us, oh, Lord God, with new benefits, oh, Lord God. As a newness, oh, Lord God, in you, just as we can open our word and know that you speak to us, oh, God. There's a newness and a freshness, oh, God, and nothing is the same, oh, God, in the name of Jesus in our spirits, oh, Lord God, because we know you, Lord God, as being our God, Lord God, as being the same today to yesterday and forevermore. Lord God, thank you for the guarantee, Lord God, of assurance, oh Lord God, that as we make our declarations, oh Lord God, and our decrees unto you, Lord God, for life and for abundance, oh Lord God, for covering, for safety, Lord God, whatever we are making our declaration unto you, knowing, Lord God, that we're yours, oh Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, and you said that you'll care for us, oh God. So, God, we'll thank you, Lord God, for your great grace this morning, for your great mercy, Lord God, all throughout this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I ask, oh Lord God, that you're blessed, Lord God. Bless the hearers, oh Lord God, of this prayer, Lord God. And God, let it go forward and forth in our lives this day, Lord Jesus, as we keep, Lord God, our minds, oh, Lord God, stayed on thee, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, knowing, Lord Jesus, whatever frustration that comes our way, you'll keep us in perfect peace, O Lord Jesus. And knowing, Lord God, that you're going to hear those silent prayers, O God, that when we call out our family member's name, O Lord God, you'll hear us, O Lord God, for salvation and healing, Lord God, and even deliverance, O Lord God. We know, Lord Jesus, that you're working, Lord God. You are working, Lord God, so that we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God, knowing, Jesus, that you promised us for life and everlasting life, for the abundance of life, for eternal life, oh, Lord God. You're doing a work, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. I do pray for those that are in mourning this morning, Lord God, in Jesus' name, those that are in those that are bereaved this morning, Lord God. God, that you touch them today, Lord Jesus. That you comfort them today, Lord Jesus. Lord God, that you show forth your light, your love, Lord God, in those families, oh God. And you will bring them, Lord God, to one accord. Not that there's not a time to fuss, oh Lord God, but a time, oh Lord God, to remember, Lord God, to have memories, Lord God, of those that they have lost, oh Lord God, those that have carried a great journey, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and some that may have not had a chance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but they have left an example for us to put our minds, our hearts, faith on you, Lord God, to know, Lord God, that it's not all over, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort those families, oh Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that they may even remember you, Lord God, in their time I'm lost, oh, Lord God, this morning, in Jesus' name, Lord God, and that we can go forth, Lord God, in great victory, Lord Jesus, knowing, Lord God, that there's a God that is here on earth, Lord God, that lives in us and through us and walk with us, oh God. So, God, for that, we give you glory. We praise your name this morning, Lord God. We glorify you this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we shout hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory to your name. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. I want to get the word in, words of encouragement in, before we get the prayers, the praise reports or whatever from anybody else. But this morning, the topic will be, where are you? There's time in every believer's journey when God seems to hide himself. He never pulls away in order to injure or reject us. He doesn't withhold his presence for any other reason than to draw us out. Discipline is not punishment. When we go through seasons where we become dry and God feels this, we must remember that trials do not define God's faith. God is good, even in the silence. Often, we've allowed spiritual laziness to place a wedge around our hearts. Once we admit it and repent, it's time to demolish every barrier that runs and run to him. Our need for him becomes more apparent. We will do anything, go anywhere, and pay any price to experience his nearness again. It isn't until our hearts are filled with longing that we can understand how powerful that longing truly is. Out of this wilderness season, we emerge more powerful than ever. Lord, come calm the storms of life, especially the ones that are raging within us. When we get distracted and lose sight of you, forgive us. We're desperate for something only you can supply. We need you, Lord God. Quench our ravaged soul with your living waters. We know everything we need comes from you, Lord God. And that scripture that
scripture that I'm speaking, you know, about is Deuteronomy 31, 6 through 8. But I just want to do the eighth verse. The Lord himself goes before us and will be with us. He will never leave us or forsake us. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. So I just thank God for that, and that's in the NIV version. God is, he said in his word, and he promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So we have to continue to remember his words and his promises of what he said. And we know that sometimes it seems like it's taken forever for him to do anything, but in God's timing, it will get done, and not in our own time. So I just want to encourage each and every one of you to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, no matter how long you may think it is taking and stuff. We have to be continually begin to trust his process and trust that he knows better for what we need than what we need for ourselves. So we're thanking God this morning. I just thank him, you know, for how he does what he does and when he does it. And thank him for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, and for our patience, and allow the fruits of the Spirit to be manifested this day, hallelujah. Be disciplined in the name of Jesus, and just waiting on him, hallelujah, waiting on him to give us the answer that we need, waiting on him to give us the direction that we need, waiting on him, hallelujah, to give him the healing, hallelujah, and the peace that we need in the name of Jesus. So we just thank God. We honor him this morning for his loving care. Hallelujah. He's closer than a brother, a mother, a sister. Jesus is. Hallelujah. And he's our friend in the name of Jesus. So I just want to thank everyone that is on this line. So we're going to open up the line for a short testimony because, please, we got to be mindful. We want to be mindful that I want to give Sister Pastor Bondage time to say what it is that she needs to say, God put on her heart to say. So let me see. Yeah. So open your mic now and be mindful. You know, no background noises when we are, someone is speaking, you know, just to give respect to the person and, you know, to the hearers, okay? So the lines are open. Try to be mindful of the time. Thank you so much. Good morning. Is there anyone that has anything to say? Praise report, a prayer that they didn't say while the prayers was going forth. This is your time. Unmute your mic.
Good morning. This is Teresa. And I just wanted to say on yesterday, I had a prayer request for favor with an inpatient facility for my mom who has a terminal diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. We recently found out that the cancer had spread, and she was in the hospital, and they recommended that she be placed in an inpatient facility. And I had researched a facility that I thought was really, really good, a good fit for my mom. And on yesterday, she was discharged from the hospital and admitted to the same facility that I was praying or that we all were praying for on yesterday. So she was admitted to the inpatient facility on yesterday, and I just wanted to share that with you all and thank you for your continued prayers regarding my mom and her care at that facility.
You're welcome, sister. Is there anyone else?
Glory to God. Thank you.
Yes, good morning. Once again, I want to pray for the need
she lost an aunt and uncle. And so we want to pray for that family, that God would give them comfort and that things will work out as they process or go through this process. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Bandage. Does anyone else a song or a testimony of what God has done this morning? So no one else will have anything to say. I'm just going to go ahead on and say a quick thing for me. I just appreciate God that I woke up pain-free this morning. I was sleeping so good that I almost missed the beginning of this hour power of prayer. But I thank God that I already had prepared. God has already helped me prepare what I was going to say a couple of days, on yesterday. So I just appreciate God for that. I appreciate God for traveling mercies for my family. I appreciate God, hallelujah, for the unity in the body of Christ. Appreciate God, hallelujah, that we come together, because God said a house divided against itself shall not stand, in the name of Jesus, and that God's kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven over our lives. I just thank God for his miraculous healing power, and each and every day that I will continue to thank him for what he's done for me, because I can remember the times when this was not so. I woke up in pain. I couldn't walk. But God, look at God now, how he got me. And it's all because of him that I am the way that I am. And it's all because of our faith, hallelujah, and God, in whatever situation that he blesses us to come out, and, you know, better on the end. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So I'm just so grateful to God for what he has done for me and my family today, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Is there anyone else? Okay. Father God, we just give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And I have this, you know, this quick little song. They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I will never amount to anything. And that just keeps going on in my head, no matter what, hallelujah, is said, no matter what is done, no matter what we hear. In the name of Jesus, we're going to trust God, hallelujah, from his word in the name of Jesus, and we're going to continue to persevere. We're going to continue to endure. Hardness is a good soldier, no matter what the situation may be, no matter what the circumstances are. We're just going to be grateful and thankful to God that all that he has done. And I'm quite sure everyone has something to say, you know, about what God has done. The ones that are speaking, and the ones that are not. God hears you and hears your prayers, even though, you know, some of us don't say anything, but God hears you. And thank you for being faithful. Hallelujah, everyone, for coming on this line, this hour power of prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you right now, God. And I don't know, I think I said January the 25th, but it's January the 24th, if I'm not mistaken, this Tuesday. Sister Gladys facilitating. So I just appreciate God for, hallelujah, for every, hallelujah, for binding and rebuking every spirit of hindrance, distraction, and the familiar spirits right now today, and return every evil word back to the sender in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank God right now that I was able to go down and see my niece, the youngest member of the family, and she was just such a delight, hallelujah, for me to hold and say some prayers over in the name of Jesus. And we had so much fun and stuff there with her, you know, and her grandparents was there from her father's side, and we just had a good time in the Lord. And I thank God for blessing us to make that trip without any complications, and with my car that God blessed me with,
So I just appreciate God for all that he do, because only what we're going to do for Christ is going to last in the name of Jesus. So hallelujah, we speak up. Thank God for giving us a voice in the name of Jesus, and we can get the boldness that we need to have right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we honor you right now this morning. So we're going to turn it over. If nobody else have anything to say, we don't want to miss out on anybody having something to say, because we're close near the time of the hour, but we don't want to rush Sister Bondage and saying what she needs to say. Hallelujah. So is there anyone else? I'm going to give another call. Anyone else that has something to say? Be mindful of the time before I hand it over to Sister Bondage. Anyone else? Okay. So, Sister Bondage, I'm going to give it or turn it over to you. If you have anything in that God has given you to give us this morning, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gladys. You've done a fabulous job of facilitating this morning. We do appreciate that. And just want to thank you for reminding us that the Lord can calm our storms, and he's the one who will never leave us nor forsake us. And many times we just have to be patient. And what you said today reminded me of what Sister Marie said on yesterday about being patient and trusting in the Lord, because I've seen him, you know, just so many times just doing some things for us. I mean, many times we pray and then we thank God for what we are believing him to do. You don't have to keep, you know, asking and begging the Lord. But when you begin to rejoice and thank him in advance, eventually you'll see what you have asked God to do for you and for your family. And so we have been praying for my daughter and her husband. And it was in December, when I came back from my vacation, she let me know that things were getting better and that they were working some things out. So I'm just glad for the prayers that we pray here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. These prayers are making a difference. We don't see everything that God is doing, but we do know that God is doing what we ask him to do, and he's doing what he knows is best. And that's the good thing about knowing God's word, because he's the one who knows everything. And his thoughts are not our thoughts, nor our thoughts his thoughts. So we just have to continue to trust in him and know that he's the magnificent God of the universe. So we're just glad today that we are able to come together. I mean, we're in these different cities and states across the nation, and we're able to come to this platform and do what we do here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. So we did have a prayer request, and we want to thank God for Sister Teresa and her family being able to get her mother in the facility that she desired. So, and we're glad that Sister Gladys is pain-free this morning. That's another testimony of what God can and will do. So we're going to come together once again, and we're going to pray for the request. And if there's anything that you know that you didn't say, you can go ahead and pray for that right now as we pray together. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for Denise and her family, oh God. So, Father, today, getting your word, that you are the comforter.
We thank you,
and
oh God,
realize
honor
God,
you in the head over our lives, Father. In the name of
yes,
Jesus. Lord,
thank
you right God. Hallelujah. For giving us right now, God,
thank you.
A voice to hold, a voice to speak on your behalf, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just that we be ashamed to own you before, and you be ashamed to own us before our
Father.
Lord, we thank you. We honor you today. We praise you right now, God. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We are grateful, Lord God, for all that you do, all the things that you're going to do. We're acting behind you. We don't know that what's happening in our lives. And I think we never saw some part of
our family.
We lay down in the sleep, we don't know what is going on. Hallelujah. Wake up the next morning. But Lord, hallelujah. We appreciate you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, for everyone in this prayer. Every prayer that has came forth, even the
time, yes,
Father, in the name of Jesus that we did not hear. Thank you, hallelujah. In every way, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We are Thank you, Father. We thank you. We honor you.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for your prayers this morning. Thank God for the unity of so important. See, when we come together, because you are agreement, we were told that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10 to flight. So we're grateful for the spirit to be here at Prayer, Praise, and Live Ministries. And as we're near the top of the hour, a power of prayer, we're going to make our declaration. And one thing I do always want to say is I decree and declare for each and every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus. I decree that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree and declare that no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. I decree for every diabolical demon shall be stopped before getting to our doorsteps. Our family shall not be touched by any plague in the earth realm right now, nor any being released in the future. I decree and declare, because Jesus himself bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree and declare this morning that the Lord gives us the power to get wealth, and he has put us in a wealthy place. And I pray for the businesses out there. Some will receive millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands, some thousands, and some hundreds of dollars. According to your faith, so be it done unto you. I decree today that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus, and salvation is coming to those who do not have Jesus in their lives today. And I decree today that we will continue to resist the devil, and he will flee. In Jesus' name. So I want you all to know that I love you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, loving your family, your friends, and your foes. We will love people into the kingdom so that the kingdom can be enlarged each and every day. So let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Hallelujah and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.